Business and your money on the Standard. Many millennials saddled with student debt and a shaky job market have put off large purchases like buying homes, but that's not the case in Midland, which has been named among the top 10 best places in all of the U.S. for millennial home ownership. This according to the personal finance website Smart Asset. While that's pretty flattering for Midland, the housing boom and the city's rapid growth have created some unique challenges for young people living there, as Natalie Krebs reports.
Decorations are scattered about Megan McGee's house, one she's just purchased in West Midland with her new husband, Patrick. Megan gives me a quick tour around the house.
Yeah. Well, this is the living room, of course, and it's fairly small, but we got the big couch to fit, so that's what we were worried about.
Megan says it's been a whirlwind. It was only 2 months ago that they met with a realtor on a Saturday, just to browse through some options. But then?
That Monday, we set up appointments to look at, I think we saw three houses. This was one of them.
And this wasn't even on the market yet.
Yeah. We put the offer in on Tuesday, and the offer got accepted on Wednesday, so like less than a week.
Now that may seem crazy fast, but realtor Steve Oliver says nowadays, Megan and Patrick's timeline is typical for Midland's housing market.
A lot of times I'll put a house on the market, and it'll sell within 24 to 72 hours. And we'll have multiple offers. I've had as many as 11 offers in one day on a property.
Oliver's been a realtor in the Midland-Odessa area for 35 years. In the last few of those, he's had an uptick in calls from millennial clients. That's different than the typical millennial narrative you hear in many other parts of the country. Why? Oliver says it's the Permian Basin's oil boom.
I think it gives the millennial population in the West Texas a leg up on their counterparts who live in economies that they don't have this boost. These folks are entering the market a lot faster.
A 2018 report from the Texas Comptroller's Office shows Midland has the highest average annual wages in the state, nearly $70,000. That's almost $15,000 above the state and national average. So Midland millennials have money. They also have competition for rental property. Employment in Midland grew more than 37% between 2007 to 2017.
You don't have as many apartments and rentals.
Texas A&M economist James Gaines says this crunch in the market is driving up rent.
So if you're out there, you have more pressure to wind up buying rather than renting.
Megan and Patrick McGee say that's exactly why they started looking. Earlier this year, the couple's apartment complex announced a rent hike.
Going up $250 would have put us right at $1,850 for rent after you include utilities and whatnot.
Today, Patrick says they pay less than that monthly on their 15-year mortgage for a house with two more bedrooms plus a yard.
That is a much better deal for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
But there is added risk to buying a home during a boom. Economist Gaines says right now, economists predict the boom in the basin will last for a while, but it's impossible to know for sure. Realtor Steve Oliver says he remembers the last big energy boom here in 1981. His then boss told him to expect it to last another decade. Weeks later, things went bust.
From 1981 to 1986, property values in Odessa dropped 50 to 60%. It devastated the community. We had literally thousands of foreclosures.
But millennials like Megan and Patrick aren't worried about that. For now, they're just glad to be out of an apartment.
I don't have to worry about my next door neighbor making noises, worrying about finding a parking spot or worrying about stuff like that.
And like many millennials and Midlanders, they hope the Permian Basin's good fortune lasts. In Midland, I'm Natalie Krebs for the Texas Standard.